B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
Ah, Football Friday edition of Bring the Heat.
Boy, here's what I know, Ant. Monday's edition of Bring the Heat could be epic. No matter what the outcome, it'll be epic. That's what I know. But let's see what came in at 610-771-9751 last night, right here on Bring the Heat.
No one likes you. No one likes you. No one likes you, Cowboy fans. You're from Philly. F***ing Philly. Why the f*** are you a Cowboy fan?
Question pretty I good. Ask every day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Did a nice job on the song there. Yeah. Nice adaptation.
Very good.
Yo, Ant. I'm listening to your talk with Matt Mosley. And tonight when I get down on my knees to make my prayers to the Lord above, I'm going to say, please, God, make the Cowboys hire Jason Witten as the head coach next year. Oh, my God. Please, please hire Jason. Like, I'd love to see Jason Witten as the head coach for the next 5 years.
That'd be great.
Here's the deal. Even if they win the division, if they don't go to an NFC Championship game, he's gone, right? They got to fire him at this point. If they get into the playoffs and don't win a game, yeah, he's gone. So,
yeah, but it'd be great to put Witten as the replacement to Garrett.
John McMullen tweeted out, and he covers the Eagles for Eagles Insider for a radio station down in Atlantic City. It says Alshon Jeffrey says he wasn't behind the anonymous quotes to Josina Anderson. So now he is, I guess, breaking his silence and saying he is not behind those comments to Josina Anderson.
Well, good.
Let me see if he's tweeted anything, Alshon.
That's good, though. That's good he did that.
Yeah.
He needs to say that.
Because everybody's pointing the finger at him.
Well, he has a relationship with the reporter, so that's why people are doing it. So it's good he gets out in front of it.
Yep. What's next?
This is a freaking fact. The Eagles need to go into Dallas and kick the Cowboys' ass. No ifs, ands, or buts. We got to go in there and show them that them two games that they beat us last year were flukes. And I'm sick and tired of the simple fact that every time you turn around, we play Dallas, the referees have something to do with the game.
Well, the referee is a huge issue. Enormous issue. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out how the NFL is getting worse and worse at the refereeing and officiating of the sport, and college football is not. I can't figure it out, man.
Even last night, these flags.
Flag after flag after flag.
Such a hard... They just kill the sport.
And they're like tearing a rotator. Like, we put these refs on up like a pitch count?
Yeah.
You know, you only get so many flags per game? This is nuts. Next.
I mean, guys, first the Rams get Jalen Ramsey. Then I see the Nationals go to the World Series. I mean, the only thing I can look forward to is what? The Sixers being undefeated in the preseason? I need to get out of this funk.
Sixers will do it, baby. Don't worry about
night.
It.
Wednesday.
It's all about Wednesday.
Come on.
You'll get out of the funk. And if they lose Sunday night, forget about it. We go 4-for-4 to 1-for-1.
Next.
I want to squash this whole Dak Prescott is better than Carson Wentz. Half of those like duck outs and pull aways that Carson Wentz does, Prescott would have just went right down. He wouldn't even have tried to come out of the pile. Also, if you stick that criminal backfield mate of his on the Eagles, could you imagine how much better Wentz would be?
Well, look, you're trying to eradicate this argument of Dak versus Wentz with fans. It's like trying to eradicate stupid. There are certain things in this world that can't be eradicated. And stupid is one of them. Because stupid's everywhere. You know, having that argument, and clouded judgment plays a part in it as well. Now, people in Dallas would say that we're clouded because we're Eagle fans and Carson's our guy. But if you have any, look, if you look at it objectively, the better quarterback's Carson. And you can't eradicate stupid.
I mean, I don't even see it's an argument, but again, we've We've had it. I argued it with that Matt Mosley from Dallas.
Yeah, he even admitted it on the show yesterday, basically, that Carson is more talented.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to smack him.
Yeah.
4 hours, it was needling me about Wentz 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're in there with a pair of pliers on his molars, and now all of a sudden he admits it.
We're headed down to Jerry World, taking the boys on a haunted hayride, where at the end, Leatherface jumps out of a closet and tells you how his quarterback is like Tom Brady. Ah, it's some scary, scary stuff going on down here. Should be some good festivities, though, man. It's Halloween.
I think I saw Jero when I was at the Bates Motel haunted hayride.
Leatherface.
A couple weeks ago. I was there, and this guy jumped out and looked just like Jera. I would have been more scared if I saw somebody look like Zeke, like the Ewoks.
Big time.
Ewoks freaked me out. I remember going to see Return of the Jedi when I was a kid and seeing Ewoks. You know, everybody had a teddy bear, and then these teddy bears were crazy. You know? So Zeke would freak me out more. What's next?
Anthony, you are so spot on, my brother. Why the f*** would Joe Girardi come to this ballpark that still has two-thirds of this rotted, infested, diseased, cancerous, yes, I said cancerous, culture that permeates this organization? We as a city, we deserve better.
Yes.
You're
Amen,
right.
My brother.
You know what? Yeah, the Phillies need to have like a really big cleaning. Like, you get, like, a professional cleaning crew to come out to the house to do the carpet.
Yeah.
You know, you do it with, like, a little spot spray and a paper towel. You need them to come out and, like, put the high-level chemicals in. The bleach. Everything needs to be bleached. It needs to be fogged and bombed of all insects and all that. And until you do that, don't expect anything to change. Because there's a couple people you got to leave in there when you put the bomb in there. And the bomb is, like, to fumigate the place. You got to leave the McPhail.
We're not talking about the bomb.
No. That's Bring the Heat, as always. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Fall's here. That means winter is not far behind. Can your heating system handle the cold that's coming? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Put this number in your phone, 610-771-9751, and hit it this weekend for the Bring the Heat line. Let me give you something real quick, Ann. As we mentioned a few moments ago, 5 days from now, the Sixers will tip it off against the Celtics, 7:30 Wells Fargo Center. Al Horford versus his old squad. One of the greatest rivalries in Philadelphia sports history, right? Is going to start the season. Then Saturday in Detroit. Monday against the Hawks. Wednesday back home against the Minnesota T-Wolves. On the road to Portland, Phoenix, and Utah and Denver.
Cuz.
Oh, man.
Cuz, what's on my screen right now?
You got the schedule. Is that the schedule or your day planner?
It's the schedule. Schedule. I'm going on a trip, though.
Oh, yeah?
I will be going on a trip.
You road tripping?
I am.
Nice.
So you will be, I will be on.
Be on the box.
Yeah, I'll be on the box at some point.
Oh, that's great. And we'll be at the Sixers practice facility on Wednesday, by the way, to celebrate the kickoff of the season.
Yes.
So you're going to have some guests. It's going to be a great time. We'll get you pumped up. But it is a football Friday. We need to remind ourselves right now, we're talking about soap operas and who said this and who said that. But they are playing the Dallas Cowboys for top spot in the division on Sunday. So let's keep that in mind, people. And let's get back to the telephone lines. And let's head to the Northeast and talk to Hawk. What's up, Hawk?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Go, Hawk.
We got to get Hawk circling some of these teams like Denver to get us a receiver, Hawk.
That's funny. I actually probably could do a good job with that. I know no one's going to want to hear like the way that I'm going to probably present this because they're going to say that the person shouldn't have said it. But I followed this chick, Josina Anderson, and I've watched her work. And her reporting style is more like she's reporting on the wrong thing. She should be covering like love and basketball or a Basketball Wives or Love and Hip Hop or something. She was on a show before, on an NFL show, and Charles Casserly got upset with her because it was like over a guy that they're going to sign as like general manager. I think it was Joe Douglas. And she was like, it was an AFC East team. And so he was like, well, you can say what team it is. She's like, no, I'm not going to say that. And he was like, just say what team it is. So after going back and forth, he's like, look, it was the Jets. Okay. We all know it. You don't have to do that. So But my point being is that she's like a rat in a dumpster. When you talk about like a rat in a dumpster, who's the rat? She's a rat in a dumpster. Like, in a, she's a trash can when it comes down to her reporting. Now, I know whoever said it, like Alshon, let's just say if it was Alshon. Alshon probably was like, yeah, you know, we good. You know, if we just make things a little hard on ourselves sometime, like, you know, if we just, you know, keep make things simple, however we can, you know, check it down or whatever, you know, if we'd be all right. She's going to take that and spin it like, oh, yeah, and somebody in the locker room, you know, is complaining. She's like that girlfriend that your lady has that keeps gossiping, that keeps stuff going. She's one of them. Like, if anyone else saw it, you would have saw that Cassidy got really annoyed with her. So I'm just saying, you know, I don't think there's anything as big as somebody actually having a problem with Carson as it is someone just saying something to her in passing. She's like an attention seeker. You know, so that's just my opinion. I don't think it's really anything there. If you give her anything to go on, she's gonna blow it up. And it's not reporting, like I said, it's not NFL. She's covering the wrong thing, in my opinion, fellas.
All right. Well, look, she's covering it, and she's broken a number of big stories, Hawk, no doubt about it. Now, Alshon and Nelson Aguilar are denying they are behind the comments, Anthony. I'll give you a couple of the beats.
Alshon, too? I mean, Aguilar,
Nelly's,
too?
Yeah, as they call him, Nelly down there, right? Jeff McClain says Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar denied that they were behind the anonymous quotes to ESPN from an Eagle source that questioned the team not signing Ramsey and the offense. Les Bowen said, a quote from Jeffrey, quote, this is Alshon speaking, we're a family. We're going to stick together. Also said offense has everything it needs to win. And also Zach Rosenblatt said that this is from Jeffrey again, a tweet says, when things are going well, you're all going to write something great about us. We 3-3, we write where we need to be. Everything is right in front of us. A quote from Alshon Jeffrey regarding the anonymous quotes of Jacina.
Wait, he said what?
Said, when things are going well, you all are going to write something great about us. We 3-3, we write where we need to be. Everything is right in front of us.
Okay, so here's the deal. You guys are the ones, the rat is there. You guys are, the rats go to the media. What do you mean you guys are going to write something like as though it's the media's fault?
Yeah.
The rat is the one talking to the media.
Yeah.
You're the one with the rat. Oh, this is such drama. I hate it. Can I get back to football, please?
It's crazy.
I hate this nonsense.
This is nuts. Unbelievable.
You're all denying. Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Allegations and denials.
What if it ended up being Matt Collins this whole time?
Somebody tweeted me. He goes, I get one tweet one minute. He goes, well, we know it's not Matt Collins because he doesn't even want to play offense. And I get another one. The guy goes, it's got to be Matt Collins. And he lays out his case. It ain't Matt Collins. Maybe it is an offensive lineman, man. Jason Peters. I don't want to cast aspersions. This is crazy. They got to figure it out. One thing we don't need to figure out is this phone call is not going to last very long because it's Tyrone from Camden. What's up, Ty?
Good afternoon. How y'all doing, fellas? I just want to take time out and tell Anthony, where did he want me to donate the $100 to? With charity? Or did you want me to ride up to Marlton right now and give it to you? It's only 20 minutes away, brother.
No, let's go next week. We'll come up with a real good charity. Some with kids, all right?
Okay. Yeah, now that we got that out of the way.
Anything with kids. Yeah, thanks.
Are y'all ready for some Sunday night football?
We agree on that, Ty.
I'm tired of I've been listening to y'all all morning, man. We talking about this Alshon Jeffrey thing, man. Sunday is coming up.
We're not talking. We don't know that it's Alshon, and he denied it, so we're not talking at it. We're not saying
it. Game of the season, fellas. Man, let's get hype. Let's get y'all people hype, man. Come on, man. I know.
Listen, I hear you. It's bumming me out. The whole thing's kind of bumming me out. It's no good.
Yeah, Ty, how you think it's going to break down? Now, you're a Cowboy fan. You're being respectful today, and I appreciate that. How do you think this game plays out?
To be honest, 27-10.
Oh, an Eagle win. Nice. Rocket chair ride.
No Eagle. We at home, brother. Dallas Cowboys. See, this is the thing.
See, you can't say Dak
we. Dak Prescott better show what he has or else. We ain't going nowhere. I mean, we're not giving Dak the ball. I mean, Zeke Elliott the ball as much as we should. I think our offense relies on Dak Prescott too much.
See you later, Ty. The wheeze when we're talking about the Cowboys in the market of Philadelphia, I can't take it, Ant. Like going we anyway is violation, right? We talked about that.
You know.
About the bro. But then he's saying we at home. He lives in Camden.
Well, yeah.
He lives in Dallas.
I can't even. You know what the problem is? I'm kind of angry. Let me get this off my chest.
Vent.
We look forward to a big game, right? The Eagles get Sunday Night Football, and this comes into play. Now, I'm angry because it takes the spotlight off the game. Does that make sense? Like,
I'm right
town,
with you.
The town isn't excited.
No. The town is going, who said something?
Now, and by the way, it's all about rats, right? Like who the rat is, and they're sniffing out the rat. I have a tough time dealing with that when it's supposed to be a monster game for the division. Talking about fun. Not once have we X and O'd it.
I've always told you,
we need to go deep X O all the time, but we're not even talking about that.
We're not even talking about the game.
Nobody's even talking about any of the fun stuff from the past, any of the games, nothing.
Yeah. You and I both don't love all the garbage around it, the soap opera. I can palate it in the offseason in July when the Phillies are six games out and nothing's going on because it's a talking point. But when the Eagles are playing the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football for first place in the division, I don't need any of the drama. I don't want the drama. I don't need it. And I find it annoying. And it... And because it violates the locker room code at the highest levels of violation, like this is not, you know, a venial sin that this person committed. It's a mortal sin.
I agree.
You don't speak out of school like that, and multiple times on multiple subjects in 1 week regarding Ramsey and the quarterback.
Who's the rat? You know, again, you said it earlier. It's like playing Clue.
Yeah.
And listen, that's fun. I mean, I understand it. For a little bit, it's entertaining. Until it takes completely away from the excitement of the game itself.
Yeah, which is what we've waited all year for. VT Ron on the cell. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, boys, what's going on? Anthony, you stole my thunder. I've been listening to y'all since 10:30, and everything is negative. You know what I say, Ant, and you could understand this. Jason, you're going to say, eventually, the rat will surface. And the dogs will get them. The rat will surface. Believe me. So let's get off.
It'll happen in time, Ron, because eventually that person will be cut, and you'll start to piece the clues together.
That's right. So let's get off of that right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, the professionalism, once they line up across from each other, all that stuff goes out the window. Anthony, you're going to see a 12 package all day down there, I think, on Sunday night. We're going to run a 12 package. You know, it's going to be a 12 package. I think we're going to run the ball a little bit. And I think even though the injured players from Dallas are playing like Cooper and the tackles, they're not going to be 100%. I feel as though I got to feel just like you, Ant. I got a feeling in my gut, Jason, Anthony, I got to feel we go down there and we steal one down there. We just steal a game from them. Look, they have problems too. I don't think they want to play for Garrett anymore. I think there's some internal problems in that locker room. Nobody talks about that. So let's talk about what we're going to do. We're going to run a 12 package all day. We're going to run the ball against them. And eventually there's 12, 15, 18-yard passes to Nelson Aguilar. To Alshon. It's going to shut everybody up because Alshon's going to have a big day this Sunday night. Mark my words, pal. Blacksburg.
Are you? Who you got this week?
North Carolina.
All right, nice.
We're 3.5-point dog at home in Lane Stadium.
Wow, to North Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, maybe pick them on.
It's amazing. The program, Virginia Tech and West Virginia, two great programs, man, down.
Yeah, we're down this year, but you know what? I think we might have found a quarterback. So I got a lot of hope coming back. This kid, he's a redshirt sophomore, this kid, Hendon Hooker. Pretty good player. Nice feet. He's got throws a nice ball, and yeah, we'll see what happens, and then I got to get home and watch the game. My wife gave me orders. I got to be back by 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, I'll be back. So, hey, guys, I see a win coming. I really do. Let's get off of this rat fink stuff and start talking about some ball. boys. Have a great weekend.
Ronnie, safe travels as always, and good luck to your squad this weekend in college football.
I think he's right about, I had said this earlier in the week, that you'd see a lot of 12, and double tight end means they can run the ball against Dallas. The one thing, if you looked at Green Bay, what Green Bay did against the Cowboys front was they dominated up front, and they were able to run the ball. Now, the difference between the Green Bay front and the Dallas front is that Dallas is sturdier, bigger, sturdier. Green Bay's you can overpower.
Yeah.
But what you can do is you can run on that team up the middle, but you also got to run some misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get their linebackers going one way. You got to get a lot of ghost movement, right? This way you can somehow run some misdirection early. You got to make their linebackers move.
Get them moving. We'll see how they choose to attack this situation and how they choose to handle them defensively.
Well,
looks like Cooper might go now. Do you think this might be a smokescreen too? The notion of Cooper playing?
I have no idea.
It seems so definitive. Earlier in the week he wasn't. Now all of a sudden, what was he in T.O.'s hyperbaric chamber? T.O. leave that behind in Dallas?
I don't know. But I will tell you this though, from an Eagles standpoint. The more you run the ball, the more you keep Dak from having the ball, that offense, the better. You got to keep your own defense off the field.
Let's go to Frank in Philly on the Fanatic. Frankie!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Frank.
Jason Peters is the snitch. It's Jason Peters.
Okay. I've seen a couple people say this, Frank. It's weird. He's been on the team a long time.
Let me break it down.
All right.
He's the old school football player. He likes to ground and pound. And he don't like to play on his back feet. The ends are too fast. He's hurt. He's crying on the sideline. He's the snitch. It's Jason. He's snitching.
See, don't you think it being in the league as long as he has been, he's 37 years old, that this something
Trust
like
me.
This would have happened prior?
Jason Peters isn't snitching.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Yes. He got his own personal trainer. He don't practice with the team.
He's a veteran. And he's old school. He's not
breaking the code. He's not breaking the code then.
No, dude, you're wrong.
It's Jason.
It's not.
That's badass. Yeah, he's snitching.
No, he's not. No, it's not.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day to waste.
I mean, really, this is the problem.
Yeah. Well, we got our picks coming up. College and pro. Andrew, can you bust out the score sheet there? Back to the ranch.
You want last week's and also the season totals right now?
Let's do exactly that.
So last week, Anthony, you went 5-3. Jason, I said earlier you went 4-2, but you went 5-2 because you picked the Lions on that Monday night and you won that one.
Got
I went
because
8-2.
Running back sat down.
Yes, you did. I went 8-2 last week. So now our season standings: Anthony 32-12 leads the way. I'm 31-12. Jason 19-14.
All right,
all of us making money.
I'm decent, but you guys are otherworldly. That's insane. You're like over 70%. 70%. That's incredible.
No jinxes, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Believe me, if I had the power of jinx, I'd be using it in all kinds of different ways. I wouldn't be jinxing your picks. I'd just be playing them. Which, by the way, I did last week. I picked up on Wisconsin because you boys had it.
Yeah.
And I cashed it. It was a nice run in the Big Ten. 610-632-0975. Picks coming up next. Mikey missed it, too. Oh, it's the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. That's right. There's another big game on Sunday.
Oh, what's the line?
That's right. Town and Jay. Look, get it for me.
I'll get you a line.
Give me the line for it. Union and the New York Red Bulls. Playoff soccer on the pitch. Town and Jay Stadium, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. It's going to be great. Listen, I know the Union have not... They've never won a playoff game. That's the whole thing. What I love about the coach, Jim Curtin, who's a local guy, he's one of us. He doesn't run from stuff like this. He said, listen, I know it. I get it. We haven't won a playoff game. This is it. We got to win this game. And so I think they're fired up. It's going to be a great day down there. You got to go support the Union. Playoff time. They had a great season, broke records for wins and points, and now they got New York. PhiladelphiaUnion.com. Check out for tickets. Perfect day, 3 o'clock, and you nestle in for some birds. But first, you got to root on a Union playoff win.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
See you, Bobby.
Bobby always comes and hangs.
We love our man, Bobby. All right, here's the deal.
Nice early cocktail.
Should we do our picks now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Get to the people?
Yeah, let's get these picks. Let's get them going. We'll start with you, Anthony, on a college play.
I got too many college, just FYI.
Too many. There's no such thing the way you're running.
All right. I got Arkansas plus 19 against Auburn.
Okay.
Too many points. Well, Auburn is an overrated team.
Yeah, it was 16 and a half. Now it's 19.
I'll take Arkansas. Keep going up.
All right. I'm going to go Florida State over Wake. Wake was a 4-point favorite at home, but now it's down to 1.5. I'll take the 1.5, but I'll go with the outright winner with FSU.
You're a big line guy. You follow the line.
I only do it once a week, and that's the time this week to do it.
What do you mean?
I only go with a line read to help me push me over an edge.
Oh, okay.
I don't use it as religion.
I got you. All right. I love Iowa. Given 18 over Purdue, they'll bounce back.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that, by the way.
By the way, Iowa, Purdue can't score, so Iowa will route that team.
Yep, I agree. I'm with you on that game exactly. Andrew, you on that game, that Iowa game?
I am not on that game, actually.
Whoa.
All right. I hate to do this. Because I'm going to be rooting for the other side, but if I have to give a pick to the people, it's Oklahoma State -4 against Baylor. It's it's a bad spot. It's a real bad spot. The Cowboys are good. Oklahoma State Cowboys are good. In Stillwater's tough. Coming off the big win against Texas Tech, I think Oklahoma State wins by double digits.
I'm rooting for
Baylor.
College plays, I have Texas -21 against Kansas. You want me to go through all of them? All right, so you got them as well?
All three of us are on that, by the way.
Okay, so all three of us there. I got Florida in the bounce back, -5 at South Carolina. Everybody's going to bet South Carolina because of the win last week. So I think Florida comes and wins this one.
All right.
These are my plays, just so you know. Arkansas, there's too many of them, I told you, but whatever. These are the ones that stood out. Arkansas +19, Iowa -18, Louisville +23, Oklahoma -33, Iowa State -7, Oklahoma State -4, and Texas -21.
All right, you're going to have to say that again so I can write them all down.
I got
Louisville +23, you said Oklahoma -33. What else you got?
Iowa State -7, Oklahoma State -4, Texas -21. Along with the Arkansas and Iowa play.
Okay, awesome. More picks for me. LSU -17.5 at Mississippi State. UNC, you heard VT Ron bring it up. I got UNC to cover the -3.5 against Virginia Tech in Virginia Tech. And then Memphis bounce back -3.5 versus Tulane.
I got Florida State +1.5. At Wake, I got Penn State -9 in the whiteout over Michigan. I got the Iowa, like you guys do, 17.5. It's actually 17.5, not 18 anymore. And Texas as well. They're my four plays. All right, let's go to the NFL. Start us off, Ant.
All right. I got the Bears -3 against the Saints.
Thank you. Boom. You and me both. You knew I was going Bears.
Well, yeah, I just think it's a complete spot.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans wins in Jacksonville. Now I got to go to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Two games out of the dome like that.
Yep.
I like it.
Andrew, you won that game?
No, I'm not, just because it's Chase Daniel and the Bears defense versus Teddy Bridgewater and the Saints defense. I can't pick this game.
Over under 38. You have any play on that, Ant?
No.
The stone under?
I would think, but yeah. I don't know.
I'm not playing it either, but I have the -3 with the Bears coming off the bye. All right, where are you going next?
I like the Giants -3.
I'm with you.
Against Arizona.
Giants to go to 3-4.
Yeah.
At home? I'm not on that game.
I also like the over in that game, 50.5.
Kyler Murray. All right, what do you got next, Anthony?
The Falcons +3 against the Rams.
I got the Rams.
I got the Rams.
Yeah. I'm on the other side. It's hard to travel across the country. The Rams 3-3, Ant. I think there's a lot of desperation here. I think the Falcons have quit on Dan Quinn.
No, listen, you guys, the Rams are still the Rams.
Yeah.
And you see a 3-point line.
Telling.
I like the Falcons.
All right. What's next?
Jacksonville. 9-3.
You're going with the Jags. All right. I'm not on that game. Are you on that, Andrew?
I am not on that game.
Okay.
I don't trust the Minshew.
No? You're not Minshewing it?
No.
Yeah, I'm not on that either. The next game for me, I got the Texans +1 over Indy on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued to watch it, but I think that Houston gets it done. It was 2.5, went down to 1, but I'm not like Houston here, Deshaun Watson. I'll go with it. All right?
I'm staying away from that game. I can't pick it.
You got to play on that game?
No.
No play on that. It's a big game, intriguing game.
Yeah, I have no thoughts.
Let me give you another one.
I think it's a tough, it's a great game.
Yeah, be a fun watch.
I like both. I love Deshaun Watson. That's one of my favorite players.
This line's a little short, too, but Baltimore is traveling out to Seattle. Seattle, it was at -4. It opened. It's -3 now, but I'll lay the 3. I think Seattle covers it over Baltimore, the travel, and playing out there maybe too much, I think. So I'm going to ride Seattle -3.
You got Seattle -3.
Yeah. Anybody with me?
No, it's another stay away from me.
Really?
That's a tough game. And here's why. If I lean...
I can't read the Ravens.
If I leaned on a team, I would lean Baltimore. Because there's one issue with... So when I look at these games, I always try to look at... There's two things to look at. Matchups.
Yep.
And spot. Mm-hmm. Right? They're the two big things you look at. At least I look at. So I look at... The one big advantage that Baltimore has is it's a really good run team, and Seattle can't stop the run. So it kind of makes me leery about, you know, I would hate going against Seattle in Seattle.
Yeah.
But that line's only 3. I don't know. It's kind of a shady kind of number.
All right, let me see if you guys are on this game that I'm on, because I think this may also be a money line play. So it's a team getting points. And it's a team heading to Lambeau Field, Anthony. It'd be the Oakland Raiders +5. It opened up -7 in Green Bay's favor. It's 5 now. I'll take Oakland with the 5, but I'll even maybe go money line play here for an outright win.
You can have it.
Yeah?
So I'm going Green Bay.
All right, I'll take Oakland plus the 210 then on an outright. Where are you on this game, man?
Nowhere.
Nowhere?
Yeah.
Raiders are a better football team than people think.
Are they?
Because of all the distraction and Hard Knocks and Antonio Brown and everything, they're actually a better team. They got dealt a bad hand with the schedule. But Green Bay coming off a win given to them last week. I think it's a tough spot for them back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Oakland goes in and wins that game outright. I'll take them plus the 210. And I'll hedge it a little bit with the +5.
Wow, that's good. That's good conviction by you.
So is that all your NFL?
Yeah, I don't have much of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
For that game.
I got two more for you.
Go ahead.
Minnesota -2 at Detroit. I think the Vikings win that one. And San Fran going to Washington getting 9 points. It's San Fran. They're winning that game. And covering.
Take that. You'll sit on the 9.5. All right.
There's no way that Washington can even score against that defense.
Some bad games this week.
Yeah, yes.
There's not one interesting early game.
Well, Rams in Atlanta because of Ramsey a little bit. I guess just the addition, and then will the Rams melt down? And Atlanta's only win still comes against the Eagles.
I mean, all right.
I guess you make trying to make a case for it. Minnesota, Detroit, is that interesting at all?
Not really.
No? I still think Detroit may. Not, I don't know if I want to say for real, but.
I don't think so.
Not a disgrace.
Yeah, well, listen, yeah, you're right. I mean, I didn't know that the comparison of floor level was Washington.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not that.
You know,
they might be like an 8-8, maybe a 9-7 squad.
I don't think they're 500 because of the division, but
yeah.
I mean, you know, it could be an 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
Just the point that this card isn't really. Some weeks there's better game. You know how it works.
Yep. Yeah, they leap out of you.
To me, it's a day that. I'll watch because it's what we always do. But But I just can't wait for Sunday night. Like, yeah. I just can't wait for this game Sunday night. And I can't wait to put the distractions aside.
Yeah. All right, so there's the picks for you. I hope everybody use that information how you will. Good luck to you if you do. And we'll see how it plays out over the weekend. I'll have a couple hockey plays over the weekend as well. So we'll see if we can get some winners there. 610-632-0975. It is a Football Friday, and we are live at Chickies and Pizza. This is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, by the way, real quick, Junis, on the text board, T. Will chimes in.
What has he got now?
He said, Junis, got some brass ones talking about that those picks. Like, you're bragging.
Which ones?
He said you were bragging about your selections.
I said I went 8-2. I wasn't I went 8-2.
No, no. He said you were bragging about the way you picked your games.
All right.
I think we should have a bout between you and T. Will.
Hey.
Battle of picks.
I stay humble, man. Because as soon as I get cocky, I'm going to go 2-8.
I know. That's the point, brother. That's the point. I think that's what the T. Will was trying to say to you.
All right. I'm staying humble.
You're off to a great start. You got to keep that start. I'm rooting for you. Speaking of bouts, Junis, the Bouts on Broad Boxing Series returns to the Met Philadelphia tomorrow night. Ultimate City Showdown, Philly against Dallas. It's going to be a big Philly-Dallas weekend. We got, obviously, Eagles-Dallas, Flyers taking on the Stars. Some of the best boxers from Dallas and Philadelphia facing off at the Met on North Broad Street. This is the third time the Met has had boxing at their venue. Let me tell you, there's not a bad seat in the house. You can see the sweat pouring off these fighters. You like boxing, you're going to love watching it at the Met. Get your tickets now to see the Bouts on Broad at the Met on Saturday. Tomorrow night, tickets on sale now. I'm going to be there hanging out. MetPhilly.com. That's the MetPhilly.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
What's the read on the game? I liked the Eagles all week long. Except two big things happened today. One, there's a rat in the locker room. Two, yeah. The Cowboys are getting back all their injured players. My entire reasoning of liking the Eagles was predicated on no rat. And no Amari Cooper,
no offensive tackles. And that blew away like a leaf on a tree in that windstorm the other night, didn't it? That belief.
Damn.
It's gone. I don't know. What are you feeling, dude? Are you going, you're shaking a little bit to the core here?
Yeah.
I am, too.
Yeah. I also thought that DeSean Jackson would somehow play. I thought they were sandbagging him. I thought he did. It all along, they had circled Sunday night. And I guess it's still possible, but...
It's not seeming likely, is it?
No.
No, I have the Cowboys winning the game, Anthony. 27-24.
27-24?
Yeah. That's just out with Cooper coming back and those offensive linemen. And getting the cornerbacks back as well. Maybe Cobb. This secondary, you didn't go out and get Jalen Ramsey, so why should I expect them to be able to defend the pass, even if it's Dak at quarterback?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.